is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Before McCartney is sponsored by Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, J.S. Johnson, New Life, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Polly's Playhouse, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. Forgive us for the rocky start. Wally's acting up. I don't know what's going on with him. But we'll make it through. Today we are broadcasting live from New Life Cell Vegetation out here on East Street. We're at the East Street South store right in the plaza with AID and Duncan and Subway. But you keep coming on down, you're going to come to New Life. And we're going to be talking about some of the great products here today. We're going to be talking with Jamal Monker, who's got a lot to tell us. And we're also going to be talking with Chef Simeon Hall Jr., who is looking around with a great deal of interest. I imagine that he's trying to figure out his next menu with a lot of what's going on. So we're going to be talking to him about the previous masterclass at Bahamar and his masterclass coming up for Father's Day. It's getting busy out here, so you want to come in. New Life is always immaculate. Got a lot of great products out here. Do a lot for you. And one of the big things we're going to talk about today is CMOS. You may have recently seen that there was a gentleman of Bahamian descent who was on the show Shark Tank. And he actually, I don't watch Shark Tank, but I don't know what the terminology is. But he got a pass. He went to the next level. I don't know what it's called on Shark Tank. Yeah, that's on. All right. So anyway, he was on Shark Tank, and the sharks approved him, and he talked about a CMOS product that helped save his grandma's life and saved his life. He said it helped him lose hundreds of pounds. And, of course, Jamal Monker's been talking about CMOS for the longest, and he's got an ingenuitive new way to deliver CMOS. It's now a ginger CMOS jelly. We're going to try some of that in a little bit. That's actually quite good for you and quite healthy and quite palatable. If you know the regular CMOS, it's kind of a just hurry up and get it down. Right? But this stuff is actually, you can savor it kind of like a gelato. All right. So, Jamal, good to have you with us again. So good to see you.
Good afternoon, Juan. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
As always, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about what we got going on here at the East Street store. And we also want to give some attention to the store at Old Fort Bay.
Yes. Right?
So I've been to both locations. This one's more of a come in, get your food, kind of bounce, pick up some items on the way out. The other one's kind of a more place an order, you can kind of dine in, do some ambiance.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sit out in the parking lot here, and you know, but Old Fort's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And you got tables and chairs set up and everything like that.
That's right.
All right, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the East Street is our foundation. We've been here for 13 years. You mentioned we've been doing CMOS a while, 13 years, and our manufacturing facility is actually here. I don't know if you know, but we manufacture all of these tonics, all of our products are manufactured right here at this location.
I have no idea.
So this is the base, and this feeds the rest store. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the epicenter of our operation.
I got you. Right.
And so it's like a tap, you know, because we've been around so long here, the foundation is set. We have a lot of people that comes in, they dash in and dash out. It's always a rush. It's like a takeout.
Right.
But in the West, it's more relaxed. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's, you know, we have the outside dining available, but we have another operation and manufacturing there. We have a bakery there.
Oh, okay.
So we bake all of our bread and our pastries, and we ship it here. So when you taste the mushroom burger here, all of the buns are made in-house. We don't go to the store and buy buns. We make everything in-house.
Right.
We make our own ketchup. We make our own mayonnaise. But you make the mayonnaise from almonds.
So almond.
Everything is made in-house. And tomatoes. Everything is made in-house.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Yeah. But you know what?
Remember that, Chef? Almond mayonnaise?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do they? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because we can get Juan to try some things he wouldn't try.
Yeah. But Juan been good boy. He's looking pretty good. I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed with his consistency and discipline.
Oh,
even though I can give him some collation to hit him a little, you know.
Yeah.
Let him off.
Put
on the helmet and he see more and a seatbelt.
Yeah, the collation don't play.
Yeah.
Clean
liquid plumber. Draino.
Any blockages, I'll get right out.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing more of a dine-in at the 04 Bay location, and here's more of a takeout. But, you know, like I said, you have a full menu here. You got drinks, you got meals, you got soups, you got desserts, you got so many different things that are so good for all of us. All your products are no animals. No animal products are used.
No animal products.
You're selling, and it's all natural.
Not only that, I'm of the belief, being the I guess you can say the mind behind this operation, and I challenge my team, my chef, my partners, my wife who's a head chef here. She's also a celebrity chef, but I challenge them that we have to set the precedent where we are the forerunners in this thing. 13 years, and Dr. Sabi came here, and we brought him here, and Dr. Sabi challenged me, and I, and in turn challenged the team. What we do is, we say, okay, we are going to allow the products to come predominantly from nature.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, we have so much wonderful tropical vegetation that comes out in the summer.
Right.
We know mangoes about the pop-up.
Right.
We've been enjoying Lee Sapodilly. Sugar apple about the pop-up.
Yeah.
So
did
why?
It happen in Nadia?
Yeah. So we've been making dilly juice,
excellent.
Dilly smoothies. So why can't we use that as opposed to going to the food store as our primary source of nutrition?
Right.
I always say this on the show. If it's imported, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to now harness what nature have in sale. Nature have a fire sale going on.
Right.
Well, hey, nature, what you offering today, man?
You know what my problem is?
Yeah.
We can probably talk to him about this, right? It's like with a lot of the seasonal stuff around here, it's feast or famine. You know?
Yeah.
So 6 months out of the year, ain't no avocado going on. For about 3 months, you got avocado to where you're trying to figure out what else you can make with it. You know what I mean? You got too much to eat with every meal.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out new ways to make the stuff last.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, it's not supposed to last.
You're not supposed to
no,
last.
No, you eat it.
But everywhere has avocado. You can go get Mexican avocado.
Well, no, but see, that's my message. My message is, while you're in the Bahamas, while you're in Rome, do the Romans. So when you're in the Bahamas, what nature have for me? And if nature don't have it, who are you to say, I'm going to import it and eat it? It's not designed for you to eat. Now, when you go to Mexico and they have avocado in season, that's not in season in the Bahamas, then you eat the Mexico.
Mexican.
A lot of persons in London right now, UK, they are Jamaicans. About five of them I deal with for the year with cancer.
Mm.
When I was in the UK, a lot of Jamaicans, they have cancer over there.
Really?
Why? Because they take their oxtail,
their
rice and peas, they take their food with them in the climate that is deficient in zinc, that is deficient in vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take their food with them, food that's in a tropical climate, and you're in a minus 6 degrees, and you're eating food that's not, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the burning sun,
the
body's not, so now you have less sun, a grim, gloomy day in London, it's freezing cold, and you're eating food from the tropical forest in Jamaica. And that's why you're getting sick. Mm-hmm. So you need to find out, when you move, what food is consistent with the geographical location of UK.
Right.
That's what you do. That's the bird. When the bird migrate, the bird doesn't take a suitcase with its food with it.
Right.
The bird trusts that nature will grow the food naturally. And it's almost like clockwork. It's like an intrinsic innate thing inside of them. Every year, right down to the day, that bird know when to move. And oftentimes we find when we look that the berry that the bird eat in the Bahamas is out of season. So he is a starve if he stay here. So he fly to another country. And right on the clockwork, that same month, it's a flourish, an overabundance of another mineral. Ironically, that lines up with what his body need in that climate.
Right.
But when we move to Alaska, we want to bring
a
flour cake.
Right. You know, Chef talks a lot about that, about sustainable eating.
Yeah.
Like you eat what's in season. That's how our ancestors ate. You know what I mean? Whatever fruits are in season, that's not on the menu. Whatever fish, you know, is schooling at that point in time, that's what on the menu. But we got away from that.
Yeah.
And now we want everything all year round.
Yeah, and that's where we're getting problems. Because, again, okay, we have a hurricane. The hurricanes sweep away the minerals of the soil. Mm-hmm. The hurricanes remove certain minerals and elements of the air. Mm-hmm. So you may have less density and oversaturation of a particular mineral, mm-hmm. like magnesium. Yeah. And so when you consume these things that is out of balance, nature is like a stenographer in court. Mm-hmm. Nature is taking note. It's making notes yeah. of what's missing. What's missing? So the following year, because remember now, when you eat food that's in season, it takes a whole year for nature to gather information. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, what's missing? And so a year later, that plant would have all of the necessary ingredients that is missing all of that particular year. So if you eat something that grows every 2 weeks, it's not going to give you the energy of something that takes a whole year that say, okay, we need more magnesium in the soil. We need less iron. We need more calcium, more zinc, more potassium. Okay, because the hurricane wash away the soil. So this is what we need to do. And so when you eat food that take a year to grow in your environment, your body sustain.
I'll tell you something that's strange to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means, but I'll tell you. When Hurricane Matthew hit, right, mm-hmm. it salted. My mom had a juju tree, which was there since I was a little kid. One of the sweetest juju trees ever, right? Hurricane Matthew came, salted all the stuff in her yard full of trees, right? So everything died, right? Mm-hmm. And the big juju tree, it didn't bear again for another 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. And when it did bear again, the jujus tasted different, right?
Yes.
But she had a key lime tree in the backyard. It used to bear all the time.
Yeah.
The hurricane comes, salt it. It stopped bearing at all. I have flowers and lovely leaves, wow. but it stopped bearing fruit.
Yeah.
She had another juju tree that never bear fruit in a backyard, right?
Yes, yeah.
And after the hurricane, the juju tree started bearing.
Wow. You see that?
Juju is almost the size of small apples.
Nature's so amazing.
Yeah.
During Hurricane Joaquin, that's 2016, I think, in Turks and Caicos. I got stuck in Turks. It's so freaking nature happened. I went to do a seminar in Turks, and it was sunny, scorching sun. And by the next day, out of nowhere, the hurricane say, oh, there's a hurricane in Turks. I said, but I didn't even hear it on the news. And they blindsided all the meteorologists, blindsided them. And I got stuck in Turks. But something amazing happened. The pastor that I was at, he had a small sea grape tree in his yard. And he said, he didn't know what's happened. It's a freak of nature. The sea grapes normally be big sea grapes. And the sea grapes are so small, they're tiny, 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 tiny. And he trying to figure out, but they were sweet. And what I said to him was, I said, do you have an anomaly this year? He said, yeah, we had a drought. He said, from January, there was no rain in Turks. And look what nature did. Nature made the sea grapes smaller so that it doesn't lose the mineral. So to compensate and to save energy, to preserve energy, it made the sea grapes smaller, but the mineral content, the potency was still the same. It didn't need to make no big sea grapes because there was no rain. Mm-hmm. But it made sure that you, in this drought, when you consume the sea grape, you would get the same benefit as you would if you ate the sea grape with the rain. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing thing of nature.
What I find very interesting, and Chef, by the way, Chef, what's your verdict on the sea moss?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to say, when I say these things, sometimes you always don't believe me, but this gentleman in a suit, he got a whole show. He's been telling all what I've been saying for the last 25 years. So I hope y'all actually believe him. As for this product, it's better than applesauce.
Right.
Wow. It tastes like, for real. Yeah. That's right.
So it's definitely something that you could use in anything and people wouldn't even know. And that's what I like about it.
Wow.
And you know, I was vegan for 2.5 years. But being a chef, being vegan, unless you're in that niche, is really hard. But I understand it, and I appreciate it, and I know what it means. So, you know, I'm literally in heaven right now, and this product is really, really nice. It's not something that you would normally think sea moss to taste like. And so definitely, you know, this is something that I think anybody can incorporate, even as a chef. I already thought of it.
And this is called sea moss ginger and lime jelly. And what I'm interested about what Chef does, and that's why I asked him to join us here as well, is because he tries to use natural, local ingredients, seasonal ingredients.
Yes.
And he cooks a lot for foreigners. Give them a taste of what's going on around here. Like I remember like a few months ago, he made a juju salad.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we use local jujus, salt, pepper, he had some other things in it, you know? All natural. And he said he ate it up.
But it's amazing how he mentioned applesauce. I never even thought about that. But as soon as he said applesauce, my mind clicked and said, you know what? This can be a good replacement.
Right.
A good alternative. So it just, it's really.
It's also a clever way to introduce nutrition in a way for people who aren't vegan. because vegan isn't the only lifestyle. Because for me, being a vegan and eating unhealthy vegetables, you cheap as well eat KFC.
I can be honest.
So you got to be careful. Ingredients to me is the most important part. Then you start to build on that. So if you want to introduce nutrition like this, I could definitely, like I said, I'll substitute that.
Wow.
For instead of butter or jam, you could substitute that with your bread and whatever kind of bread you're using, gluten-free or fermented bread. Because, again, there's ways for you to eat gluten where it's not as harmful as, you know. But so I know he wouldn't like me to say that, but...
No, I mean, you know, like, listen, is nutrition is a complex thing.
Yeah.
And it's all about balance.
Right.
And, you know, once you understand methods... You know, because you can say to me, I only use virgin olive oil. I don't use nothing else. But then you heat it above 220 degrees.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So it's about all you store it in a clear bottle.
So you heat it in too much?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it changes.
The molecules.
Yeah.
I'd be frying stuff in olive oil.
No, okay, a good way. The best way to look at it is if you put olive oil in a frying pan. Before you turn the frying pan on, it's liquid.
Right.
Once that heat a certain temperature, and you then finish frying your fish,
right.
And the frying pan cool, it's gel.
Right. Yeah.
So it's in the same, the molecular structure has changed. Mm-hmm. One is aggregated, the one with more viscosity is different.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Now, another thing to learn is this. The best oil are the oil that's in a dark, or what we call an opaque bottle.
Right.
If it's in a light bottle like this, more than likely it's not good. Because what happened is, light, not heat, not heat, not heat. Not even the sun, light, ray, photons, is the greatest enemy to oils.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What does it do?
Well, what it does, it speed up the rancidity. It interacts with the essential fatty acids, which is activated through light, oxygen. That is why a coconut can be in the scorching sun in a shell for days and months. But as soon as you crack that coconut open and the light gets to that, the water starts to spoil. You don't believe me? You open a coconut, put it in water on the table, and see how long the coconut will spoil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see how long before the coconut water go by.
Right.
But if it's in the shell and it ain't going by, it's a light. Light kills life. Because what happens is the life force in seeds, they are protected by it's the hardened shell. Look at almonds, walnuts, look at coconut. Every single nut you can bring to me is in a hardened shell. And when you get to the almond itself have a brown layer of skin protecting that from light.
Okay.
So when you soak that almond in water and you take the skin off that almond, you activate the life in it. And light can get to that seed now. And it will spoil. It's, you notice you when you soak
that's
it.
How you make the milk, right?
Yeah. You notice when you soak the almond, you take the skin off, quick, it spoils.
Yeah.
It will spoil.
Right.
Because now you've activated the life force through light.
You know what I had to learn?
Yeah.
Because my grandmother had an almond tree about 30 feet high in her yard. And we just used to... Go pick the almonds. Yeah, we just used to eat
but
the bark of the almond.
Yeah, but you...
I didn't realize that the nut inside it was the almond. I didn't realize you could crack them open.
We used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's different types, and you have to understand and know seeds. And that's also, to his point, that's one of the reasons why quality olive oil is always in a dark bottle.
Yeah.
You never find good quality olive oil or oils in a bottle that allows light.
Some even have the cardboard around it to protect
it. That's
totally
no.
by the gallon.
Okay, let me tell. Okay,
bottle.
we've been taught white flour,
right.
White sugar, but we were not taught about white oils.
Okay,
because now it goes another way. You can have an oil that is in a dark bottle,
right.
But if it's expelled the wrong way. When you expel the oil, there's a room. It has to be in a room with nitric oxide, which remove oxygen out of the room. It can be, you can't take oil from the seed when you're processing it in a room where oxygen is.
Now, what about lard? Because my grandmother cooked with nothing but lard and butter. And they used to be 80.
Remember what we say about fat at room temperature being gel? That's not good for your arteries.
Yeah. Lard
called atherosclerosis.
Yeah.
But then,
cholesterol
and then,
do?
And then also, too, we have to remember. Like he was talking about demographics, we have to remember that when those foods were consumed back in those days, they had a different lifestyle,
yeah,
different movement.
Plus, they did detox.
Yeah, and they did a lot of different things that we don't do now. They also weren't interrupted by all the fast food, blah, blah, blah. So you have to take all that in consideration. When people talk about diasporic food or slave food in our traditions back then, you're talking about people who used to wake outside in the sun all day. So that's different. Besides us now in coat suits inside in our office. Yeah, it's totally different. So we have to understand, if you're talking about, you know, ingredients, you have to understand why it was what it was. For example, Johnny Cake was an all-day, tote in the yard, go out and work kind of food,
yeah,
that was made to sustain people for a long period of time. Now we're eating it with ice cream and everything else as a side. That never was what it was.
When I was growing up in Kent Island as a young boy, even though we might have ate the lard and the margarine, when my nose run or my appetite go, my grandmother would monitor me. She would say, listen, you got worms? Come here. I have something for you. Or she would say, oh, come, you need to do a detox. And they give you the castor oil. They give you the Cerasi. They give you the Chakmada. And these things, they remove the buildup or the bioaccumulation of the lard. They remove it out of the system. Yeah. But now, if you pull a 16, 17, 18-year-old and ask them when last they had some bush medicine or when last they did a cleanse, they never been exposed to what me and you on one, we've been exposed as kids.
Every summer, before you go on back to school, you had some sort of detox. Gastor,
yeah, that was a must.
That's what Priest Kailash, he's from Antigua, I believe it is. He come and he said, you're supposed to deworm your children at least once a year. And so I buy the dewormer from him, you know. And everything he have in a dark bottle, too.
Yeah.
So I buy a dewormer from him and I ask my pediatrician about it. And she asked me if I was losing my mind.
Yeah, oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah. I fooled with it.
Yeah, yeah.
After that.
Yeah, yeah. But you also have to understand, when you are utilizing certain natural ingredients, to be careful as well. Because you have to understand what the ingredient is. And the old saying that too much of anything is not good for you still rings true. You can't just go in the field, get some bush, and overwhelm your body with certain things. You have to know and understand and gauge the process. So that is something that you have to have an awareness of as well. This young man is speaking 110% from understanding product. If he didn't understand product and people couldn't ask him questions, it would be seen as, well, you gotta be careful of that as well. So these things are potent.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta remember. These products are really, really strong, so you gotta watch.
Well, what I want to say is there was a book written called Bush Medicine of the Bahamas, and it was four scientists that came from Canada and the U.S. They went to San Salvador, and they concluded their studies by saying, the people of the Bahamas has done an amazing thing that's an anomaly. The people of the Bahamas ancestry has perfected the knowledge, the oral studies, and the tradition of traditional medicine, the understanding of Bush medicine, in less than 300 years. And it normally take, probably, centuries and centuries.
Yeah.
What we have done in the Bahamas was, they were amazed by it when they interviewed the elders. When they say, okay, stiff cork is used, it has a lot of zinc in it. And they said, well, how do you use this for erectile dysfunction? And when they tested in the lab, they saw that stiff cork had about 27% zinc. And so they wonder, how would these people, they're not in the lab, how would they know? And it's because empirical information that was passed down from generation to generation. And that's important, because if we follow my 100-year-old grandfather, and he passed the information down to me, I don't have to experiment to find out what is dangerous for me or what is not dangerous, because they would have already tested. And they would know what time of year, what method. For instance, Cerasi. You're not supposed to boil Cerasi. You steep it in hot water for 8 hours. When you boil it, it can become toxic to the liver. But what I'm saying is, this information has been tried and tested through the annals of time by ancestors. And that is why a lot of doctors come to me and say, oh, well, this person been drinking moringa, and I saw that toxicity in their liver, and so moringa is bad. But it ain't that. It's just the overuse of it. Like I said, my grandparents would only give me bush medicine probably once a month or when I was sick. When I display
symptoms of a particular sickness, they use a particular combination because you have certain combination of herbs that will neutralize the deleterious effect of another ingredient, and they will neutralize it, and synergistically it works as a catalyst to promote healing in the body. But if you don't understand this and you just experiment with this plant, you have lost hundreds of years of empirical data. That's why you have to be a sponge around elderly people near 100. And that's what I did. I sat around the table, the feet of men and women, in centurions, who had this wealth of information. And they said, no, you don't mix this like that. You don't do this like that. Do it like this, and you use that. And we got results. Yeah.
I always wondered how they figured it out, like what would kill you and what wouldn't, you know what I mean? And with, yeah. But Jeff is like, there's a trust factor, too, because, like, I can tell you what's in chelation, but it'll clean you out, it'll make you feel dead. Right? And so one of my friends asked me to bring a bottle of chelation. You ain't pay me back yet, chelation. But anyway, he asked me to bring a bottle of chelation. He said, what's in this? I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, well, how you know it's safe? I said, listen, you asked me to bring it to you. I tell you, I use it.
Yeah.
And then when he finished the bottle, he said, bring me another one. I said, yo, chef, say, don't use it straight through.
It and then come on. Yeah, because the idea is to incorporate more fiber so that you can promote natural peristalsis without the dependency on a stimulant or something to cause a laxative effect. Your food should be your medicine. Articulation may be necessary, you know, once a year or so. You know, if you're doing maintenance, but if you're sick with hypertension, cancer, or you have bioaccumulation that's morbid in the system, then you may need to do a series of that after consultation and determination what course of treatment you should be using.
That's why you say, talk to you.
Come talk to me, yeah.
So you don't just pick
yeah,
it up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Let you know what you
and by the way, for those who don't know, I was trained under Dr. Sabi.
Right.
I spent 3 years in and out of Honduras and went to the mountains. I went to Mexico. And so I learned the scientific part of herbs along with the traditional and oral history in growing up in Cat Island as a little boy, identifying plants in my environment. But when you, and then I study, I'm a master herbalist. I'm certified a master herbalist. So I know about dosage and how to mix certain plants. I'm certified, that's my expertise. And nutrition. And nutrition is changing because the quality of plants is not the same as those person who ate the lard 15, 20, 30 years ago. It's different because those people did slash and burn, and they did something called alternate plant, where if they plant okra in the soil this year, they will plant another soil. They will not use the same soil. Because just like a woman who just had a baby, who went through 9-month gestation period, you can't expect to have another baby the next month. Her body have to recharge and then have to, you know what I'm saying? Replenish.
Yeah,
and the same thing with the soil. When the soil goes through those gestation period by providing food, it's the same thing. It uses up all of the energy and minerals of the soil. And so what science has done was they bring Roundhouse and these different fertilizer to artificially inseminate or strengthen the soil with synthetic nutrients. And this now permeates into the plant and you ingest just synthetic form of nutrition. When in the olden days, those persons would change the soil. It's so much land, so much unused land. So they will not use, they will allow 3 years for this to go back. And then they use another patch of land. And then they would use slash and burn. To burn the parasites and then to use the carbon and nitrogen from the pole, the charcoal, to replenish the soil. And this is what they did. They didn't have the science part of it, but it was just something that they did. And they also used something called the almanac, where they grow by the moon.
Yeah, my grandma had that.
See?
She had 12 dream book too, though. So
yeah.
But, so, yeah, but in her yard, which is a pretty big piece of land off road, Hebron Alley, she had everything. Right.
Yeah.
So if she had all the fruit trees, she had all the lentils and all this other stuff like that, and she used to have a chicken coop and a goat pen too.
Yeah, everything was natural.
Lutra, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't believe in this, you know, buy everything from outside. They believe in growing as much as you could.
And, that's
my mother grew up that way too. And then when I grew up and she had all kind of peas tree in the yard, I wasn't really with it. So I told my wife I wanted
but
we may revisit that.
But Warren, if you go on the island now, you will see like huge lands. I mean, those island people have so much, their property is so big, and they have a little small cottage, but you could barely see there. Sometimes the house is not even painted, but you can't even see the little cottage for the fruit trees. So we talk about season, every month of the year, they have something that can feed them, and they trade fruit with different neighbors.
Yeah.
I have this, you have that, they trade. And it was, and another thing you talk about as a child growing up, and why we don't see a lot of kids with cancer back in the days, as opposed to these rare allergies with kids now and these diseases, that when you and I went to school and we walked to school, we would eat the gooseberry. We would eat the juju, the cocoa plum. We would eat them on the way to school, and we would walk. Now it's not only dangerous because of predators and like, your child getting knocked down and stray bullets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We drive our kids to school. It's almost parent neglect to drop allow your kid to walk to school.
Yeah, yeah.
But I experienced walking to school every single day of my life, except in Kid Island. That's about 5 miles every single day. And as we traverse to and from school, we would steal the mango at this person's yard. You know, they would hang the graveyard dust in the tree. This guy scare you. But it was not Obey. It was just them trying to scare little children. But we ate mangoes. We run from the bird trying to pick us from going there to see the tree with their babies in it. They call it Picteri bird. They would dive down and pick you as we walk from school. But we ate every time of the year. But every month of the year, as you traverse the school, especially in the summertime, you would see fruits as you go to school. You would always have food. It was never, you may have a peanut butter bread and some juice and some water in your lunch tin, right? But guess what? That didn't constitute most of your meal for lunch.
Right.
And even in the schoolyard, we had tamarind tree. We had these different stuff.
But you know what happened, though? And we got to take a break.
Yeah.
What happened, though, I saw this with my father, is that he grew up just like that. Worse than that, right? Everything was what you could grow. Sometimes you'd get something.
Yeah.
And the people who went from over the hill when majority rule happened, they start to disdain that type of food.
Oh.
They associate that food with poverty.
Yeah.
When they grew up. My father and I had to go pick it up and sell them to buy shoes to go to St. John's.
Wow.
My grandmother used to go walk to the produce exchange.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yes.
Some, like make bags out of a crocus sack and all this.
Yes.
And so they associate that lifestyle with poverty. And
when
a lot of them went, they started working in tourism, they started working in hotels. You know this.
Yeah.
And the Bahamian food disappeared from the hotel menus. Right?
Oh,
and American food is served in tourism and all that stuff like that.
Don't get me started.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Even the seasoning, hey, the seasoning is Americanized.
Everything is. It's not reminiscent.
Right.
So our forefathers wouldn't recognize the food culture that we have today.
Wow.
And they certainly wouldn't find it nutritious, that's for sure.
Wow.
Because it's not what they would have been exposed to and understood to be food on an island.
Right.
They definitely wouldn't be able to appreciate some of what we've done.
And you couldn't take my grandfather to a restaurant or a VI. It wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
You wait, where am I dinner? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't think it's real food.
But it's so funny you mentioned poverty back then. You know, when I was growing up on the island, eating food, walking partially, you know, with hole in your slippers and stuff in your shoes, and eating those food and eating watermelon and I thought it was bad for me to have a farm. When I was 11 years old, I had two or three farms. I had my own farm. I had my own field. I would go plant my crops as 11, 12-year-old. And not just me. Anyone who listened to me from Kid Island could relate that growing up on the island in the 80s and 90s, you had your own farm as a child.
Yeah.
And you knew how to grow crops. And you could identify strong bark. You could identify all of the different herbs. And you would know how to mix them in the morning as tea. Now, in retrospect, as an adult, and I said, look back at my childhood, I realized that I was not poor. I was thinking I was poor doing that. Because, you know, the people who were more wealthy, like generators and stuff, I remember when the first phone came on the island. We didn't have those luxuries. Certain people have them. And they had the food that they could afford. But I was thinking we were poor because we farm, and we do the things that you said your father did. We did it. Looking back, I realized that was extreme. And I wish and pray and hope that I can get back to having access to the farm, and to those food that I had as a child.
Okay, we gotta take a break while you try to fight me. All right, we're here at New Life, South Vegetation, on East Street South. We're talking with Jamal Walker, and we're also talking with Chef Simeon Hall Jr. This is an explosive meeting of the minds here. It's really coming full circle, making a lot of sense of what Chef Hall's been talking about and what Jamal Walker's been talking about. We're also gonna be talking about the masterclass, and we're gonna be giving away a ticket today.
Okay. We're going to be giving away a ticket for the Father's Day Masterclass as well. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Bahamas Welding and Fire is doing it again with another anniversary blowout sale. Save big with up to 50% off at our tent sale and selected in-store savings. Come celebrate our 50th anniversary with us and save. Friday, May 27th, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Save big with houseware supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, lawn and garden supplies, automotive supplies, hand and power tools, appliance combo specials, and so much more. BWF, we're more than just our name. Located number 13 Wilton Street, 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Polly's Playhouse presents Polly's Pop-Up Party. Your friends, Polly, Baby Shark, Coco Melon, and Charlie the Bird will be there with kitty games, bouncing castles, face painting, food, beverages, and so much more. Showtime, 3 p.m., Saturday, May 28, 2022, at the William Thompson Auditorium at Bahamas Baptist College. Gates open 12 until 6 p.m. Tickets, $10. Sold at Snatch and Go, East Street South, or contact 544-1510, or visit the Instagram or Facebook page.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah.
The biggest economic boost for Long Island is back with more than 40 sloops competing in the A, B, C, and D classes, along with the Long Island Youth Regatta and the Man in the Boat Sculling Races. Don't miss this major cultural experience June 1st to 4th. The 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond. All of the fastest sloops will be there. Artisans displaying their handmade crafts, jewelry, and straw work. Great food, including the world-famous native mutton dishes. And endless memories all await you at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond.
Long Island breeze, your sheep are bleating.
Guardian Media will be broadcasting live at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta, with live updates of the sailing results and activities every day. If you'd like to be a sponsor, just contact your account executive or call the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Yes, it's back! One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in beautiful Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Long Island Regatta update, proudly sponsored by Basalt Fiber Rebar. No steel, no big deal. Bay Street Garage, distributors of Castrol, the Del Venus Agency, distributors of Hunt's Ketchup, Lickety Split, a cool spot for hot shots. Standard Services, your one-stop shop for all your household and plumbing needs. And Sans Bale, distributed by Jimmy's Wine and Spirits.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It's a Friday. We are at New Life Vegetation and Cell Food here on East Street South. It's in the big plaza right off of the roundabout going south. Can't miss it. AID, Dunkin', Subway. New Life is here, all right, and it's humming. Now, we got all the good stuff in. We got the sea moss, all right, which, you know, I am grateful now you got the sea moss jello. Right, so you got the sea moss jello. If actual sea moss is in your cup of tea, you got the special healing tonic. I did some of that a few months back, and that put a little pep in my step. The chelation helped a great deal, you know, to re-regularize myself. And I've just been trying to maintain good overall supplemental and herbal health. I still eat meat. That's my weakness. But maybe alcohol is my weakness. Or meat, one of those two. But I try not to do either one excessively. You know, but you were talking before, you were saying during the break that prevention is something that's really important. And I was giving you the example of every day I would take supplements and vitamins, and then when I got COVID, it didn't even shake me for all 24 hours, all right? But, you know, other people I've known, they didn't keep their stuff up and they were out.
Yeah, but not just with COVID, but prevention is important because I want people to understand that that's basically what New Life is all about. The reason why we are pushing all of these sea moss and the healthy food and the detox, we're trying to get you to make informed choices so that the choice you make today can impact you tomorrow. If you decide to eat Bao Gouda, the sign says, eat at your own risk. You know it's a potential that that Bao Gouda could put a hurting on you, but you take that risk. But if you consume something and you're not aware that it can harm you, then when it does harm you, you can't pinpoint, like the Bao Gouda, what it is that I'm doing wrong. You just get sick with hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and you try to figure out, is it genetics? Am I at a disposition? You try to figure out, am I just bad, hard lucky that I develop hypertension, that silent killer? No. What you call bioaccumulation. It's a series of time where you develop these chronic ailments through bad eating habits, through ignorance, self-inflicted wounds. But we just don't know. And so we talk about the oils. We talk about white flour. We talk about white sugar. We talk about lack of exercise. All of these is a soup, these ingredients that form a toxic soup. So now we need to pinpoint what are the antagonistic force that could potentially bring me to the point where I'm diabetic, hypertension, or I have a degenerative or autoimmune disease. What are these ingredients? What are these things? Now, once I identify these things, then I have to omit these things out of my lifestyle, out of my diet. Because if I develop diabetes, it shouldn't be my own doing. So if I could inoculate myself with inflammation, it could potentially prevent inflammation. That's the message. So the key is prevention is better than cure.
Right. Yeah, we'll start off. One of the things that Chef Hall would talk about that I found really interesting is that he used to be the private chef for Rita Marley, right? Mm-hmm. And he said that Rita Marley only ate natural food and only ate with the food she knew where it came from. And he said she showed her, she showed him food in the Bahamas that he had no idea was here. Like, you know, vegetables. Yeah. She would eat fish sometimes, he said. You know, he said you'd be amazed how many Bahamians don't actually know what's going on around here, that they have so much that they can eat that's right here from the Bahamas.
Chef, did she exercise?
When I started there, she had some mobility issues. So, but she did, because she had a nursing that was routine exercise for her. But like he said, one of the things that I discovered was ingredients, which is a big part of what I believe in. And so here in the Bahamas, where people say there's not a lot of this or that, I absolutely disagree with that.
I agree with you on that, because yeah. We source, like we have the green juice, which you're going to be bringing some samples soon. But we have the green juice that we make from chapanil.
Right.
We use wild spinach, wild dandelion, wild callaloo when it's in season.
Right.
We use cactus, that, you know, those nopal that grows wild all over the place.
Right.
Wild cactus, we use a part of that. We cut that up and we strain that. And we make a juice, we mix that with the green juice. And so when you drink our green juice, it tastes earthy. And when you drink it and you swallow it, it feels like someone hit you with a taser. Because it's a shock of energy that goes the life force. And every morning it's fresh. So 2 or 3 hours, you're drinking a drink that is 3 hours old from the ground, which means that the life force is still attached to that drink. And so there's a transference of life, of energy from that plant into you. And that's what's called vitality. You see, that's the difference.
You get that every day.
Every day.
Really?
They're going to be bringing some soon.
Yeah, I used to do like wheatgrass, but I figured that was a scam. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. sugar and starch. That's
right,
it.
There was a place of a PI and a wheatgrass shot. It was like $8 for like a cup here, you know? I was like, okay. Yeah, so tell us, Chef, about the masterclass. So tell us about the one that happened recently for Mother's Day. Explain what went down. And then tell us about the one that's coming up.
Well, the one we had, the masterclass, is a new series that we've partnered with Bahama. They have this amazing facility there called The Kitchen. And they've invited myself along with some other local personalities to come there and to teach classes, not just for their guests, but for locals. It's really geared towards locals to have that experience. And so we did something for Mother's Day, which was the Saturday before Mother's Day. And that was absolutely amazing. And the class isn't just about coming there and becoming a student. It's also about enjoying some specialty bites from me and my team and you know, having that experience. And that one was absolutely amazing. It sold out pretty fast. And then now we have Father's Day coming up. And so instead of the typical, you know, buy a daddy tie or, you know, the crab and rice situation, we want to make sure that there's another experience that they can have. We only have a few tickets left. And so we definitely know and hope that we'll get all of that sold out today. And then this series is going to continue on. So, you know, thanks to you and always supporting us. And, you know, now that we are at New Life, maybe we find a new partner and maybe we'll do a vegan class soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The wife is listening.
He'll give me some detox stuff to give away. You know, we always looking for things. And getting healthy things would be awesome.
Right.
So, you know, we really look to incorporate a lot of what is available. And I love the story that is here and utilizing local ingredients. So, you know, that's one of the things that we want to make sure that our class is all about. And so when you come to our master classes, we want you to feel at home. And, you know, I always tell people, my grandmother didn't realize that she was a classically trained chef. Steamed chicken is braised chicken. If you go to a culinary school and you make steamed Bahamian style chicken, you're making a braised chicken. I never heard my grandmother use the word braised, but my grandmother perfected the art of cooking food in classical ways. And so we were just talking about oral history, sending it and transferring that information from, you know, father to son, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what we're doing at the masterclass. And so hopefully, you know, we're going to definitely give away a ticket before this is over. We're going to sell it out. I'm looking at, you know, incorporating sea moss now into one of these dishes.
You can do some stuff together. You know, thank you for the connection. Thank you.
You know, it's and this is what it's all about. You know, the fellowship there is amazing. Friends were made at the Mother's Masterclass. And so people who had never met one another, maybe there were some influencers that didn't know each other and they were able to get together. And, you know, we have a pretty heavy-hitting guest list so far. And so it's definitely fellowship through food. And that's what we want to continue. And so, you know, possibilities to do a vegan class, to do a kids camp style class, and all these others in the series continues.
All right, so before the show ends today, we're going to give away a spot in the Father's Day Master Class. Like I said, I already got mine. And you got to answer a question, like Chef or Jamal Malka. We got to figure out a question. They got to answer, and then we can give away a ticket to the master class. You know what I find very interesting, and I suppose would be the challenge, maybe, is that I've never sat down and had an entire vegan meal and felt like I actually ate an entire meal. Not because it wasn't filling, but what I find is I don't like trickery, right? So I'm not trying to pretend something's a chicken breast.
You
know what I mean? I want you to actually feed me what it actually is, prepared in the way that you would best prepare it, as opposed to you're trying to trick my mind to think, like, well, this is chicken. I no longer want chicken. That Jedi mind trick doesn't work with me.
I again, just being here, I know my dad used to come here for a long time. He still pops in from time to time, still use some of the product. But I totally agree with that. I never understood what was the mindset and, you know, all of these things become fads. And so why create almonds to taste like barbecue pork? I don't get that. Either you can eat it or you ain't eat it. I mean, and then, you know, one of the things is I don't think people have been creative or innovative enough with what they had. And understand, if you use great ingredients, you don't have to do much to it. So when I was a vegan, I was hardcore. Like, literally, I didn't even eat honey when I was a vegan.
Honey ain't vegan?
Yeah. So I'm like, I did it to explore because at the time, somebody, I was writing a menu for a vegan restaurant. And so I figured, you know, I'll be vegan for a couple of weeks whilst I explored writing the menu properly, and a couple of weeks turned into about 3 years.
Really?
And so, you know, I believe in making sure that it's fun. It's also very recognizable. So for me, I'm so sorry, I'm not doing the chicken.
Pretending it's a thing. That's
yeah, you know, smoked bean, blah, blah, blah.
Did you feel different when you were vegan?
Yes, but, you know, back when I was doing it, one of the struggles was finding good ingredients. And, you know, at the time, there were, you know, places like this didn't exist. Fresh Market didn't exist. Any of those places where you could find better ingredients. And so, you know, and I was on an out island at the time, well, Freeport. And so, you know, just getting produce and stuff was kind of a challenge. But nowadays, we don't have that. You know, we have so much local ingredients to choose from. If you want to have a vegan lifestyle, it's absolutely doable. And if you are somebody like me who loves food, you know how to make the substitutions. And so people would come over to my house and they would absolutely be upset because I didn't have no semblance of anything that wasn't vegan in my
house. Check it out, Hall. Let's get a quick play-in. Right.
So, you know, I got in a lot of trouble with my colleagues about that, but I didn't mind at the time. But now I know the two sides of the coin, so I don't beat up people. I encourage them to, first and foremost, always look for the best ingredients. I did a training the other day, and I was telling these people, it was a store that was geared towards a better lifestyle, but we weren't using the ingredients that supported that. And so I want people to understand, be careful when you talk about just eating commercial wheat bread. You know what I mean? You think you're eating better? Well, not necessarily, because the way that they produce those products are not assisting you in the lifestyle that you think, because people have to always remember, the body doesn't know the ingredients that your eyes and your mouth knows. It looks at things at a molecular level. So you have to think about that journey when you're talking about being healthy and eating. So that, for me, is really, really about the ingredients. And that's what you see here at New Life.
Yeah.
Better ingredients that will translate further down the line. You know, sea moss, I know most people can eat sea moss just like that, but it's good for you on that level. So that's what it's all about.
You know, and I'm looking around, I'm seeing a lot of things that I have not actually ever tried. So, like, black rice I hear a lot about, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what that tastes like when it's prepared properly by a vegan chef. And I think you got a lot of missed opportunities if we don't put these ingredients out there like that. For instance, I'm wondering if you use the spelflower and other ingredients to make the vegan bread, are you looking for the same sort of flavor as you would with regular, like, fresh-baked white bread, or is it supposed to be something different?
Well, we have stages, you know. Chef talk about not either you do or you don't, trying to not mimic beef or, like, how they have these beef replacement meat. But what we understand is, as consultants, a lot of people addicted to food. It's a drug.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when you first taste sea moss salad, you're like, no. No, man, that's conk in that. That's because, you know, like, you're just like, woo,
right.
I could do this.
Right.
What we find is that a lot of them, we don't expect them to cold turkey. And so they may have to do incremental deductions. And so with that said, you know, we may say, okay, you can have some spelt, some gluten in it, and then we wean you off certain stuff. And as smaller and smaller remnants of these hazardous food is in your system, you give it less. See what I'm saying? So some people have to drink alcohol before they go sleep.
Right.
We give them inhalation, and they say, oh, you know what?
They take
all of it. Yeah, you don't have to do this no more. You can, see what I'm saying? So we incorporate foods that is kind of close to what you're addicted to, and it kind of trick your mind in a good way. Where you say, you know what? I used to eat 3-4 times a day. Now we used to fuck, but now I have no appetite.
Right.
My craving went away. It's because now you're under the influence of drug, because there's science behind this food. They have scientists that actually put chemicals in this food that makes you addictive. So when you take sea moss, because of the gelatin, the gelatin in it, it actually kills your appetite. It actually fills your stomach from a cellular level. It's a tsunami of minerals. Your body not used to getting 92 minerals all at once. So when you consume a substance that gives you all of these minerals simultaneously, that level in your body that says, eat, 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 hungry, 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 the body flipped that switch to off position. Right. And so now you're not hungry no more. See my big brother here? Let him say one or two words, man. Brother Owen, I see you.
How you doing?
See you in the sign? Hey, I got a salute over, man. He been with me. And he have his own business, but his brother been with me.
Yeah. To take
company, man.
Natural Health Solutions, but
yes.
I like to support Bahamian businesses. I know Jamal when they first got started, when there's a small location.
Yes. Real brother, genuine brother. Real
and,
brother.
You know, we have to understand that it's all about balance, man.
Yes.
You know, when you look at 74% of adult Bahamians are either overweight or obese, over 50% of school-aged children overweight. When you look at the health score scorecard for NCDs for the Americas, the Bahamas is one of the worst performing countries. When you look at prevalence of diabetes, obesity, diseases like cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, we're in a bad state. So we have to find ways to balance our bodies because we're under constant attack. The foods that we're eating is not real food. We are being swayed by advertisements, by commercials, and it's all driven by sugar. Sugar is the main cause of most diseases in the body. Sugar fuels cancer. Sugar fuels diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. I sound a little out of breath because I just finished working out. So what we have to do is we have to find ways to include minerals and vitamins and real alkaline food in the body. Because without that, we're fighting a losing battle. You know, and we have a master teacher among us, a herbologist, who has helped so many people all over the world. You know, you don't have to go online. Support your own. You know, encourage your friends overseas to order from them. You'll ship it to them. But come and get these items and these products that have been proven to provide tremendous benefits to our bodies.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what we got to do.
That's a beautiful endorsement.
All right.
Thank you, my brother.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Tomorrow, see you later.
Okay,
big
brother. Okay, we got they're telling me take. What's this?
Okay,
it's
chef.
A new thing now.
You
need to my decoration, bro. Come.
Yeah. But I tell you.
To
hey, so it's tamarind sauce and what is? Tamarind juice.
Put that mic in his face, man. Come to our class, man.
Okay, so all local, right? All locally sourced.
Okay, what is this one?
Tamarind juice.
I can try
Come,
one.
Chef. Seymour shake.
They can do this. Tamarind juice first.
Yeah.
It's tamarind juice.
Yeah, tamarind juice.
You can take tamarind juice, too?
The tamarind juice. Tamarind juice. Tamarind juice.
What is Seymour? So everyone gets that.
That's Seymour.
And, yeah, let me do a Seymour.
Yeah. Let's do it together.
Yeah, that way I can.
And not about passion fruit. All locally grown.
Passion fruit?
Yeah, everything is locally grown.
Let me ask
grown.
You something. I've been getting into chickpeas.
Yeah, chickpeas good.
That local?
Protein, especially you work up.
That's local?
No.
That's
like a bean.
I'll eat like the chickpeas instead of the rice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like how you work up. That's a good source of protein.
Okay.
And fiber. And it has zinc too, by the way, for the prostate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
That ain't bad at all, man.
No.
That tasty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cinnamon?
Cinnamon, yes.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
That ain't bad.
No.
It's all chef could... I'm sure chef could find a way to incorporate that into something.
That's really good.
Yeah.
See, and what chef like do? Chef like give you, you know, a little something and then tease you and then move on.
All right, so what we have next?
The next thing you're thinking about.
What we have next? Let's go passion fruit. Let's go passion fruit then.
Okay.
Big up to the New Life staff, man. Yes. Making it happen.
Big up to the New Life staff.
Making it happen. They're working hard.
Oh, that's delicious.
Mm.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Passion fruit and agave.
Like agave?
Yeah.
Really?
I think they have lime in it, too.
What's agave?
It's a natural sweetener.
My wife have a big thing of it.
It's a sweetener from a cactus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
And the last one is what?
Tamarind.
Tamarind, yeah. Now, tamarind have a lot of fiber, so it can move bowel movements as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I like tamarind. Cheers.
Chairs and benches.
All right.
Chairs and benches.
That hidden. Right there. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah. A little tart,
but
a little sweet.
Yeah, the tart is
good. Passion fruit is more sweet.
Tart is good because it has that astringent property. It means it helps to heal.
So y'all just, you got to order this from the counter.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. Come to New Life.
Yeah.
Seymour's, what do you call this one? Seymour's what?
That's a Seymour shake.
Seymour shake.
Yeah, like a replacement for milkshake.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a little creamy in the
texture. Yeah.
Almond passion milk. Fruit and tamarind.
Yes.
All right. That's really good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I could drink.
Hey, man, I'm a honest chef telling me it tastes good. So.
Yeah, man, absolutely. He ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I know.
He can tell you if it hit it.
I don't be surprised if I come here one day and turn one of these into a sorbet.
Yeah.
Sorbet.
Yes.
Wow. See that?
I could imagine the tamarind or the passion fruit is a sorbet.
Yeah.
And you know, on occasion, some of my guests they do have health issues.
Yeah.
Or they do have restricted diets.
Yeah.
Every time I have a guest, there's a new way of a diet that comes along.
Yeah.
Some of them, maybe they doing it for the fad, but I learn about it.
Yeah.
The last one I did was low FODMAP diet, where they follow a very specific line of products that you can have. It's not vegan, but it is it gives you a certain guideline. And so, you know, it's nice to know that these products are available. And you can come here, I could go to the Old Fort store and get it and incorporate them easily. And when they see you using these products, they're already okay. You hit the nail on the head.
No. Okay, we gotta take a break. But you know what? I'm gonna get back into intermittent fasting soon. And I was looking for something that's filling, because what you wanna do if you're intermittent fasting, by the time you have your cutoff to eat, when your window ends, you wanna eat something that's gonna take you through it. Because you're thinking, I'll just have a little something small. And by the time you wake up, you're ravenous.
Yeah.
And you got another 6 hours before you can eat again. So the sea moss and the sea moss jelly, I think it'll be a good substitute to be filling. To really carry you over if you're doing your intermittent fasting. I'm just making that up out of my head, but I can see myself trying it. Yeah, leave this here because I want some more of this.
You could take that, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You ain't got to tell me that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be right back. We're at New Life Cell Food and Vegetation, and we're going to give away today a ticket to Chef Simeon Hall Jr.'s masterclass coming up for Father's Day. Stay tuned.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora?
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're here at New Life South Vegetation, here at the East Street South Shopping Plaza. Now we're going to give away a ticket here. We have a trivia question for a ticket to the master class for Father's Day that Chef Simeon Hall Jr. is doing. One second, I'm going to down this tamarind juice here. Oh, man, that's good. What is this? Is this something different? Yeah, articulation A. Well, you got to clear your calendar for that. Yeah.
Clear your palate.
Right. I can take it. Before I leave, I can take it. Not right now. It don't taste good. It'll work by this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wake. Yeah.
So, Juan, I'm going to do this because, you know, these are some hard-to-get-to tickets. And so I can see when people make purchases. So the next person that purchases a ticket, I'm going to give them a free one.
Okay.
So I'll see it as soon as they purchase. And the next person that purchases a ticket, they'll get an additional one. And they can bring a friend along.
Right.
I think that's going to be awesome. Now, we taking this...
Kid, take it to the head, bro. Just one shot. Shoot all the way back.
Liquid plumber, Drano. Black gold.
Liquid plumber.
All the way back. It don't taste good.
Take nuts and bolts. Take nuts and bolts to your system. We've been it. Over tires. Over tires and stuff. Huh?
This.
Bottom up. 4 to 6 hours. Bottoms up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bottoms up.
Don't be afraid.
I
do it with you.
Think about chocolate milk. They need a chaser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Chase up with that.
All right.
You leave all this good stuff in the bottom, man. Wash that out one.
Let me put it out.
Yeah, you need some water.
Give him a juice.
Don't let him waste that, man.
You got to eat the rest of it.
Yeah, don't let him waste that.
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to go tonight. I didn't think I could go. Come on.
You go out, all right. You go out.
Hold on. Wait.
Then put on your seatbelt. Put on your seatbelt in your helmet.
So how often would you make something like this?
Oh, God.
Once a day. Once a day until the ball is finished.
It lasts about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that's good. Why? Don't waste that. Waste not.
Good Lord.
Dave, I need a bag again, man.
Yeah, put in this, Jesus.
That'll run the devil at you, buddy.
You know, when I agreed to come here,
you agree for this.
This was an event.
Why, listen here. This is addictive, you know. As bad as that tastes,
it works.
That's addictive.
If you feel better.
And he come back and he try to get two open bottles.
It works.
Come on. Good
stuff. Let me read some text messages. It says, great show as usual. I have found a more bearable way of drinking sea moss. I'd like to share. Fry it in the pan until it's liquefied. Then pour it in a cup and squeeze some lime in it. And hurry, drink it before going back to jelly. Oh, that's what you're doing. Oh, you're turning back to jelly.
No. I mean, just the ginger lime consistency.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's what you got. Okay.
Yeah.
It says, I attended the Mother's Day masterclass and it was amazing. All caps.
Oh, nice.
I had so much fun. 20 exclamation marks. Nice. I try to get that taste out of my mouth. Cholesterol.
This situation, yeah.
Hey, when you drink elation, you feel it in your pinky toes, right, Dave?
Yeah.
You feel it in your pinky toes, buddy. All to your body.
It tastes like something you ain't supposed to drink. All right, it says cholesterol in modified forms of it is needed to produce vitamin D3. It's the excessive refined sugar that causes the liver to put extra cholesterol in the bile that then crystallizes, resulting in gallstones. Maybe you know about that.
Gallstones and kidney stones also is from drinking the wrong water, like eating a lot of calcified products that cause calcification in the system. And it's all because of imbalancement in your gut system, your gut flora. That's why probiotics and prebiotics and ensuring that you have a gut. So if you take antibiotics, whether you had a bad tooth and the doctor prescribed antibiotics, if you've been had a bladder infection or UTI and you had a series of antibiotics, you definitely need probiotics because you need to reconstitute and reanimate your gut flora. And if your gut biome is off, trust me, you can take a million zinc, a million supplements. A million, all the green juice you want, the body will not receive it because the receptors are shut down. So your gut system works along with your liver and the other part of the body, the microvilli, the small intestines, that breaks down minerals and essential nutrients in the body. But it's all dependent on your gut. And that's why if your gut is not secreting enough acid, you end up with bloating. And if it's producing too much, you end up with ulcer. Too much acid, so it has to be a balance in your gut.
So what's your view on fermentation and stuff like that?
I mean that probiotics is so I'm saying you're getting the colony forming units through these probiotics through that process, and ancestors didn't have access to probiotics that we do today, but they fermented and they incorporate those stuff, you know, into our diet. Bacteria, germ, you have more friendly bacteria than unfriendly.
Yeah.
But it's just so far as those unfriendly ones, they are so antagonistic and they irritate us so much that they make their presence felt. You know what I mean?
You know, I just want to say right now on the air that I feel a masterclass coming right here with this young man and your partner. And
we can make it happen. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
No problems.
See you up on the Nike shirt. Let's do it.
I love bringing things together. All right. It says, is the class actually on Father's Day? I need it for me and my husband. No.
It's on the 11th. And there's literally, only two more tickets. So
thank
you. Now, every time we come on the Warren McCartney show, we sell crazy. So if you want to, and like I said, I'm going to give away an extra ticket, and I can see the ticket purchases on my phone in the app on Eventbrite. So. One, they could go to my website, www.simeonhalljr.com, and they can click on to the Eventbrite page, purchase the ticket right away, and then we'll make it happen, and we'll give them a free ticket.
All right. Okay, excellent. So what is this we're eating now? Okay. It looks like quinoa.
Yeah, this is a quinoa stir fry that Chef bring to me.
Well, I won't need to eat dinner tonight.
Chef Kwame.
You guys.
This is with zucchini and butternut squash.
Okay.
And you have sea moss in this too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Sea moss is in it as well.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sea moss in it?
Yeah. You put sea moss in everything.
You got some onion in it?
Yes.
Onion, bell pepper.
Yeah.
All this local?
Yeah. Everything local.
Wow.
When does the sea moss...
The sea moss adds...
As you...
The sea moss adds consistency and flavor. Mm. And, of course, the food is the medicine. And the medicine is the food. So it adds... The nutritional and medicinal component.
So, how would you use it in something like this? cut up like a
the jab. Mm. Yeah, that's how.
A teaspoon.
So what's what am I? What flavor is this? I'm tasting. A little tomatoey. No.
I think they put tomato in it too. Mm. I'm not the chef. I'm just a herbalist. So I give them the ingredients and they run with it.
That's good, man.
Yeah,
it's very good. This is the first time I've had quinoa.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've actually enjoyed quinoa.
The flavor is good too. Savor the flavor. You can taste the life force in it, actually.
My wife keeps telling me about quinoa. I'd be like, no thanks. This is good, though. This is really good. You can taste the food.
So eating healthy, you don't have to be boring.
No, this is good.
You can make it, you know, explosive.
Absolutely. All right, let me read some more text messages.
That's a distraction, right? A distraction.
Hey, man. I got to eat the food. They bring it. This is a great show, Juan. Please ask Mr. Monker, how do you get cold out of your throat? I tried gargling, but it didn't work. Only a little bit came out.
Okay. You have to make sure you get enough omega-3. Mm. I suggest that you use a flaxseed oil. Just use a raw flaxseed oil, 2 tablespoons a day. But then what you do is you use saline drip that you get, and you go to the ocean. You get the salt water from the beach. And you use that, you put it in the saline nozzle, and you squeeze that up your nose. The same way you would go in the ocean and you would swallow water.
From the salt water.
Yeah, and that will go in and that'll cut all that mucus up.
Really?
But
shoot that, up your nose.
Shoot up your nose and that'll drain all the mucus down. But that is only the solution. We have to address the cause. You have to eliminate dairy or your diet. Milk,
that's
cheese.
That's coming from.
Yeah, that's building that up.
Let me ask you something.
Have that.
So I'm into, I can eat this one?
Yeah, all right.
Enjoy some. Macronutrients.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, well, what's the fat content? What are you cooking this in? And am I getting protein from the quinoa?
You're getting protein.
Getting some carbs from the veggies.
Getting carbs and veggies.
Getting carbs from the quinoa.
Yes.
Quinoa a lot. Really protein.
Really protein. But what my our premise is actually we follow a guideline of naturopathic medicine where we use 50% veggies, 25% protein, 20% fruits. And 5% grain.
Say it again. 50%
veggies. 25% protein. Mm-hmm. And the quinoa, the flax seeds can provide that for the vegans. But those not vegans, they use salmon for the replacement for the protein.
Yeah.
And then 20% fruit. We prefer you to use seasonal fruit.
Okay.
You should have 20% fruits in your daily routine, especially in the summer season.
Okay.
And just a measly 5%. As you can see in the Bahamas, we had it the other way around.
Uh-huh.
On our plate, is mostly rice. And the side dish is the veggies, which should be the other way around, where the side dish should be rice.
Okay.
So that you will get the carbs, but it's not the quantities, the quality.
Mm.
So if you eat holistic, wholesome quinoa as your carbs, you're getting protein, plus you're getting all of this wonderful protein, essential fatty acids, and all the antioxidants. Because now when you're eating the squash, you are getting bioflavonoids and beta-carotene, vitamin A and vitamin E, which is antioxidants.
Right.
So you're getting bioflavonoids, flavonoids, and carotenoids,
excellent,
which are some of the most potent antioxidants that you can consume.
Excellent.
And plus you're getting fiber, which is very important.
All right, it says, good afternoon, McCartney. Can you ask Jamal if he sells the vegan mayo and ketchup?
Yes.
And if he does, which location?
You could put the order in. It's better probably to call the West store, 377-5034, and you can put your order in. We also sell the green juice by the gallon as well, the champanilla juice.
I'm confused. I thought ketchup was already vegan. Tomato.
No, they add sugar, artificial sugar, and other preservative in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our ketchup is made. We use agave. We use native tomatoes, and they use different components they put in it, different spices. Yeah.
Says, I want to come to the master class. How much cooking should I have done to participate?
None. Just come, go book your ticket, before all gone, and come.
Yeah. This wasn't a baking one. It's just a baking thing.
This is going to be men predominantly, and it is baking, but with a twist. Okay. So don't think Purity Bakery now.
Think
absolutely dynamic. There's some things that we're doing, and now that I've had this experience, now you know I got a little twist to it.
Right.
making sure that we have some Seymour butter and
all this other stuff. I'm going to come with my wife and maybe she may make a guest appearance and, you know, we'll see what I'll talk to Chef off air.
But I can be there. So if you come in with some food.
I'm happy for this connection.
They said, do you need to bring anything to the masterclass?
We're going to send out an email. So basically, all you really need to do is make sure you don't have on open toe shoes and everything else is provided. Okay. And it's literally, that's basically it. It's just a little small disclaimer, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Wow.
It says, ask Jamal if they have the green juice every day.
Yeah, we normally have it. I don't see none here, but at the West store, I know they have it every day. But like I said, if you want a gallon of that, you can place the order and they'll prepare a gallon for you. And I wish we had some sort of chef could try it. It's really, really good.
This says, when Bahamians speak up about their resources, et cetera, what we have to offer, you hear crickets from the persons in charge of those areas for the most part. Why is that? Geyer guest says that what we have as a country and what we utilize is only a slice of pepperoni and a whole pizza. We know this. Why aren't we as a country capitalizing? Is it that the people responsible for those areas have no clue? I don't know why we as a country aren't capitalizing, but here's what I find to be more useful. And I'm not saying you shouldn't operate this way. Before I try to tackle the country's problems, I try to tackle my own personal world, right? So I'm gonna worry about the country and how they're eating and that they're getting right with the natural food and what's local. After I get myself straight and make sure I'm eating right and I'm able to grow food and source food, and then I can start worrying about the greater issue with the country. So my approach is more of a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down approach, because I've been waiting all day for, what's his name? Clay Sweeting and Von Miller and all those to figure out and say, hey, go do this, this, and this. Yeah. I'm going to be waiting too long.
Yes.
So I try to figure my own stuff out first. But you're right, we as a country need to do more.
But I'm really impressed. I think we're going in the right direction with the minds of the people, because when you go to the exchange on Old Trade Road on a Saturday, it's a long line of people. When you go to the farmer's market on Glasson Road, so I smile to myself. My heart bursts with I guess you can say excitement, because when I see people now fighting over dilly, fighting over sugar apple, fighting over mangoes, and there's a long line of people trying to get a native banana, it brings joy to me, because we've been pushing this message, and finally I say to myself, wow, people get the message. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? We're not dependent. We are engaging those farmers who toil in the hot sun to bring those crops to market, and when they do, we embrace those farmers. So that's really refreshing to see.
And just a little quick side note, I think the juice working already.
Hey, you only have one bathroom here, you know. One bathroom here. And I don't have no Fabrizio.
No, you're going to hang a sign out there.
We ain't got no Fabrizio, though.
Close, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is one. I'm jealous of you guys. You're smacking your mouth eating this food. This is good. This quinoa is excellent. Yeah. I won't lie to you. Yeah. It's really, really
good. Yeah, the chef said that, you know.
Yeah.
Chef said that. Hey, when we come back on the show, me and Chef have a different story to share with you guys. I can feel the energy. It's energy.
This is one. Please allow Chef Hall to try some samples. You're eating everything. No, man. He getting plenty.
Why? Well, he agulation. I ain't think right now. He's traumatized right now.
I just got to watch, you know. They give me some detox shot, something or another. But they, Doc said it's supposed to take 4 hours. Mine,
yeah. 4 minutes. 4 minutes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is, hello, ask Jamal to repeat the number, please.
377-5034. And for those who want to do a consultation with me, whatever health issue you may have, you can email me at bushmedicineman@gmail.com. That's the easiest email in the world. bushmedicineman@gmail.com.
All right.
Our website is newlifebahamas.com.
newlifebahamas.com.
Yes.
It says, top of the day, ask Jamal if there's any truth to this regarding alkaline water not being good for our system. It needs to be acidic. And please ask him to speak about prostate treatment or diet items for it.
Well, the latter, for a person with prostate, they have to do the consultation. It's unfair for me to guess. Because people have different constitution.
Right.
And we don't have a one-size-fits-all. Right. Everybody is analyzed based on their situation. Now, for the water, that's a very good question. Vaughn asked me off air, if something is natural, and I said...
Carbonated water.
Yeah, and I said, what my answer to you was?
does it come from nature?
Does it, yeah, you said.
A machine vegan.
Yeah. So essentially what I'm saying is that if a water that comes from the bosom of nature,
right.
Well, let's get it straight. First,
they just do a little something to it.
Water comes as rain, right? Right?
Yeah, right.
It comes as rain, right. And then what happens next? It goes into the ground. Right. It mixes with the soil.
The soil, the minerals, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. And then it comes back up as spring water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you drink the water before it mixes, it's no good. So what I'm saying to you is that if a water comes at the spring and nature decides that I'm going to make this water alkaline, the pH is 7.1 because 7 is distilled. So if the water comes to the ground, 7.1 up to, all the way up to 8.0 or 8.3 is alkaline, but it's naturally spring, is naturally source water that comes in that form.
Mm.
Who are we to say, boy, you can't drink that water, that's alkaline. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So my answer, my short answer would be this. Drink naturally spring water that is naturally sourced. It's not our business to get into, is it too alkaline, is it too acid?
Right.
No, that's not our business because the animals, finish it.
They drink it. Yeah.
They go to the spring and they don't say, boy, let me get my litmus test.
Yeah. Right, that's good for them. Right, yeah. My water factory source, but I can work on it.
Yeah.
Another question.
That's all I have to say on that.
I know where to get it from. Right. This says, okay, that was a question on that. And we have to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll have a couple minutes left, and we'll go from there. Stay tuned, and we'll be back on the other side.
Just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
What's going on, Bahamas? It's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't going to come inside here alive. You don't want to be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're having a great show today. We're talking with Jamal Monker. We're live at New Lifestyle Food Vegetation. I'm here with Chef Simeon Hall Jr. as well. And now we got dessert.
Berry smoothie.
A berry smoothie.
And by the way, sea moss is in that. You put sea moss in everything.
Sea moss in this too?
Yeah.
Why? You be strong like bull. Come, let's do the shot. Cheers. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, that's great.
You know, one of the things that I despise is kids' menu. Woo. And good. Because I always believe that kids, adults, we kind of, you know, we got to be transformed. But kids are waiting for us to mold them. Yeah. And so one of the things I always did was to hide nutrition in kids' foods. So, you know, when I make, instead of using cream, for example, I have a kind of cream substitution that I make with either onions or cauliflower. And so to get kids to appreciate certain products, if you're the same way you say you use sea moss in everything, yeah. It's to introduce, even at a, if you got to disguise it, a product that is good for all of us. And that's one of the things that I think, especially professional trained chefs can actually do. Because again, if you have a client that has a certain dietary issues, there's absolutely no reason why we can't incorporate sea moss into many of the products and, you know, make it healthier for them.
Nutritionally dense.
Yeah. One of the things that I developed just by, I don't know, I think I had a client that wanted it, but my newest feat is gluten-free corn fritters. And so I know now we could probably look at gluten-free sea moss fritters or something like that, but it took me a while to go through and kind of blend the flours and stuff like that. But I've had so many requests for that to the point where I realized that that could be a thing. And, you know, that is one of the things, somebody who cannot tolerate any gluten, she wants to buy it all the time. So, you know, we have to understand that these things, especially when you have trained persons behind it, there's ways to develop products that everybody could appreciate. Absolutely. And that's definitely one of the things that I'm inspired from being here today is how I'm going to now incorporate little small parts of this into it. Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time. This berry smoothie, you know what's weird about this? Here's why I feel weird. I'm not used to tasting anything sweet in anything I drink. So I drink water, I drink black coffee, no cream, no sugar. I drink whiskey, but off and on, you know what I mean? But I'm not used to having drinks that are sweet that are actually good for you. So my brain's still trying to process it. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, sugar, you know what I mean? But this is actually good for you, and that's the difference.
And then we could tune down the sugar. We don't have to put no sugar in it. We could always fluctuate the way we present it to people. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing about it. Just like salt. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
You know, you can put it, add or take away as much as you can. Okay, we got to wrap up. So we're here at New Life Cell Food Vegetation. We've been talking with Chef Simeon Hall Jr. And we've been talking with Jamal Moss, the proprietor here. And you can check out the website. He's going to give you the contact information for this store, the website, and the store at Old Fort Bay. And shoot him the information for Grand Bahama as well.
Well, we're not in Freeport, but people in Freeport, they can go to our website to purchase NewLifeBahamas.com. We in the Town Center Plaza in Old Fort Bay, same plaza where Fresh Market is. right there. And of course, we are the Independence Business Park, East Street. You can call us at 323-6080 or 1 here, or 377-5034 in the West. And of course, bushmedicineman@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, this has been a great show. Did you get the tickets?
Yes. What's up?
You got a winner.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So they got
I'll
the free ticket.
And all right. Them a free ticket.
Excellent. Jamal, thank you so much once again.
But thank you, Juan. Thank you.
Need dinner now.
We gotta give the producer some stuff, some collation. See,
yeah,
he missed
right.
All this good stuff. He missed
he
all.
Won.
Oh yeah.
That's what he won.
Oh,
all right, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah.
You guys take care out there. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. Lord willing, we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care out there.